Mike Williams Sr., you're taking your 24-hour layover here in Tacotna. I just spoke with your son, and he said it's been really good traveling with you. It's been a lot of fun for him to see you come into checkpoints and to just have you on the trail. Talk about your race so far.
Well, you know, it's been kind of steady. I had some interesting times in the, you know, outside of Roan, and first of all, I just honored to be traveling with my son, and it's something that, you know, I see him go through a lot of those challenges, and you know, so far I'm enjoying it, and it's once in a lifetime, I think, for us to do that, but I think the dogs are holding up pretty well. We have long ways to go and take really good care of them. I still have 15 dogs and hopefully make up some time along the trail. And, you know, we'll see about, you know, the upcoming trail and the Yukon and the coast. And it gets better and better as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing that I know is getting to the finish line, and that's my goal this year, is to finish.
In talking about your son, you know, there's Mike Williams Jr., of course, and Richie Deal just came in to Tacotna just now. Pete Kaiser's here. We have Josh Kadzow, who's also racing, and Louis Ambrose from St. Michael. Talk about, there's a new generation. It seems like with those guys competing that the sport's healthy, that, you know, what you've been doing for years will continue. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not, totally never satisfied with more mushers from rural Alaska and the indigenous mushers. You know, there's so many good mushers out there in our village that just can't afford to make it to this kind of race. If we had corporate sponsorship to help those very fine mushers in the villages, in the interior, up north, in the Western Alaska, we have so many mushers in Western Alaska, so many teams that are just, you know, racing locally because that's all they can afford to do. But, you know, when there's a best sled dog race in the world, you know, I've taken advantage of those races like the Cusco and Iditarod to participate in the world's premier distance racing. And it's been a wonderful experience so far. And my 15th Iditarod is very special, running with my son and Richie Deal, Pete Kaiser. You know, we just talked briefly a while ago, and I seen Louis. Louis said that his dogs were starting to feel better. And Rudy,
mm-hmm.
Rudy Demoski, my good old friend mm-hmm. From Anvik, he's inspired me as well. You know, I bought a dog from him way back in the 70s. And I bred that with my leader and came out with outstanding, toughest dogs on earth. They're around. Those dogs are still around. And but me and Rudy's dogs turn out, you know, to be very tough.
Looking ahead at the trail, what are you thinking about? You're going to be resting here for a bit longer. What's your thoughts on the remaining?
Well, I leave in the morning and then, you know, go probably go to Don's cabin. You know, I like to rest there. And then
where is that?
It's probably 40 miles out of Ophir, 30, 40 miles, and just rest there. After taking a little rest, go to Iditarod, and, you know, a break there, and then to Sagluk, and hopefully go see my buddy Arnold Hamilton and the company there. And it's always good to see my friends along the trail. And I hope he doesn't get tired of waiting for me. He's always waiting for me there in Sagluk, and trying to explain to him, I try to get there as fast as I can and best as I can, but I'll do better next year.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure talking to you and seeing you on the trail.
Yeah, good to you. Again, traveling with my son is very special, and I'd like to thank those folks, people that are allowing us to do this. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Williams, Sr. in Takotna. And in Takotna, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.